When we pray, we like to include these words.
Lord, teach us how to love each other.
Every creed, Father, and every our hands from doing anything that is wrong. Oh, Lord Jesus, I know you're able to let all hatred cease. Teach us how to love and live together, Father.
And Scorn, the Gospel Radio Hour. I'm your host, Mike McGonigal. Thanks for tuning in on this Sunday. That was Our Prayer for Peace by the Dixie Hummingbirds off their Peacock LP, Prayer for Peace. And that's always timely, unfortunately. And now we're going to hear the Harp Tones out of Cincinnati, Ohio. And they appear to be, I don't know anything about them, but they appear to be a group from the 70s or even 80s here on this recording. Could be early 80s, I don't know. Which was for the artist's recording label, which might be a private label, I don't know. So they're continuing to perform in a slightly more archaic style, which you see a lot in the 70s and 80s, and I enjoy their take on this. This is Nothing Will Separate Me by the Harp Tones of Cincinnati, Ohio. Thanks for listening. Oh, and I'll play a bunch of stuff and talk more later. Hope you like.
All or nothing separate me from love, from my God love. Lord, all or nothing, nothing will ever keep me. Nothing will ever keep me from trusting in His word. I may have trials, I may have woes, my friend may come, and then some of them may go. Still I'll let nothing separate me. Nothing will ever separate me from your love. Oh, then I'll let nothing separate me from your love.
From my God's love.
Oh, and nothing will separate me. Nothing will separate me from your love. I may have
trials, I may have won.
My friends, some of them may come, and still some of them may go, but I'll live. Nothing will ever separate me
from
His love, Lord, from His love.
I wonder, oh, I wonder. Sinful world, I the army of the king.
We are the army of the king.
We have to fight so we can sing.
We have to fight so we can sing. Who is the man?
Oh, sing. The army of the king.
We are the army of the king.
We have to fight so we can sing.
We have to fight so we can sing.
We'll sing.
Sing.
My sake, teach me to take. the strength to do every day what I have to do.
Oh, the land of an unclouded night sky. Oh, they tell me of a home where those corn ballots dry. Oh, they tell me of an unclouded day.
Will you take this bath? Let me tell you something. When God gave him a message, he brought to my attention the modern day bathroom. We got a Facebook, we got a shower, we got a bathtub. That old Facebook denotes conversion, but that's sure enough. You see, that old Facebook is just big enough to wash local places, wash your face, but that's sure enough. Hallelujah. You got to go a little bit further. You step in the Holy Ghost bathtub and turn the shower on. Stand on it. The water runs on you, but it runs right off of you. That's sanctification, but that just ain't enough. You got to go down, go down, go down a little bit further. One more thing, you're already in the tub now. Sit on down, turn the faucet on. Let the blood of Jesus run in. Hallelujah. Reach up. Get some bath oil. John 3:16. Put it in your water. God so loved the world, he gave his only son. Didn't he do it? Didn't he do it? Didn't he do it? Sit on down. Sit on down. Good God Almighty. Get a piece of the master's robe. Get just a little bitty piece of the master's coat. It'll wash your sins away. It'll get all under your spiritual fingernails. It'll get all in your spiritual hair. It'll wash your mind. It'll wash your tongue out. It'll wash your feet. It'll get all over you. I heard a writer say, what can wash away my sins? Somebody said nothing, nothing, nothing but the blood of Jesus. Say it. One more thing. You know, I saw something else on television. I'm always catching things. And one day I was sitting at home and I saw a bald-headed man come on the screen with one earring in his ear. Said, my name is Mr. Clean. And Mr. Clean hates dirt. But I wish he'd walk in here tonight so I can tell him that I know a man. Clean. He'll come in you, take a seat in you. Everything in you will come out if you let him come in. Hellishness will come out if you let holy come in. Cleanliness will come in if you let unclean go out. Say it!
rebuked, and scorned the Gospel Radio Hour. Thank you so much for tuning in. I'm your host, Mike McGonigal, and we just heard a sermonette LP, side two of it, the shorter side. It's called Go Take a Bath by Shirley Caesar, with the voices of White Rock Choir behind her. And interestingly recorded, because it's weird to hear a record like that with decent recording behind it, because so often records of that ilk are made with far more basic means and self-released. Before that, we heard Unclouded Day by the Phipps Family off their, I think it might be their first LP for Folkways. Before that, we heard One Day at a Time by the Lighthouse Gospel Singers off their self-released record Because He Lives. Before that, Victory by the New Liberty Apostolic Faith Church Choir, Detroit record. Love Lifted Me is the name of the record, self-released. On Checker, before that, we heard Garden of Eden by the Williams Singers off their record It Was You, Jesus. And before that, we heard Nothing Will Separate Me by the Harp Tones off their record Pray. And now I've got a stack of 45s on the Songbird label in front of me. And yeah, I'm pretty sure that's what I'm going to play next here on Buked and Scorned, the Gospel Radio Hour. This is the Power Lights doing Waiting. Thanks for listening.
Waiting. Oh, Lord. Intercessors, come on home, well done, it all, will he be waiting, oh Lord, will he be waiting, will he be that is setting mine, set this old soul of mine free, I heard him say that he'll be waiting. This old soul of mine free. And oh yeah, he'll be waiting. Oh yes he will. He'll be waiting. Yeah. Oh yeah. Thank you.
yes, he will. I believe he will.
I know that he will too.
could have been done this evening.
Oh, oh, Lord.
And couldn't even talk.
People are robbing
And they are stealing and killing every day. Taking things that don't belong to them. And they're going on their separate way. They're doing it now.
They're doing it now.
Oh, just like they've already done in the past. I want to know they killed the Kennedy brother. And they also killed Dr. Martin Luther King, too. Oh, if we try and stand up for what's right today, I'm a witness they will shoot us down, too. The reason I know is because they're doing it now. Somebody please tell me
how long
will there be wars and rumors of wars?
How long
will there be mama against daughters? I'm wondering. In my mind I want to know how long will there be fathers against sons? Time I think about it, it brings tears to my eyes. When I bow down on my knees in the evening, I ask them, please tell me. Oh, right now, I'm wondering how long. The reason I want to know is because, listen.
Oh, man am holding me so
bad.
He's holding,
holding me so bad.
Oh, oh,
yes, sir.
Oh,
oh, oh.
I wanted to see, do you? Do you know him?
Know him.
Is anybody in the building that can testify to see?
Know him.
That he been bred when he was born with?
Know him.
Is anybody can come up and say he been warm?
Know him.
He been water in a dry country?
Buked and Scorned, the Gospel Radio Hour. Thank you so much for tuning in. The hour is almost up. We just heard Do You Know Him by the Pilgrim Outlets, 45 on Songbird, and everything that we have recently played is also a 45 on the record label Songbird. And I don't know why a few seconds ago my voice decided to do that thing that it did, but who knows, maybe it'll happen again. How Long Will It Last by the Jackson Southerners was before that. Before that we heard No Need to Cry by Ollie Collins Jr. Before that the Gay Belairs did Set My Soul on Fire. Before that Bedside of a Neighbor by the Elite Jewels of Cleveland, Ohio. Before that the Sensational Porter Singers did We'll Understand By and By. And before that the Sensational Skylarks of Detroit did God Answer Prayer. Before that the Power Lights did Waiting, and that started off this kind of lengthy set of 45s on Songbird. And now let's hear one more, another later track from maybe 1974, we're going to hear the Jackson Southerners doing Look Around. Thank you so much for tuning in, and I hope you come back next week and that you have a great week.
Look at the sun and the moon sitting up.